from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Chore Didelco, Chavola, Springfield Country Club. Brought to you by Visit Delco PA. They say Delco's a lot, and they're right. Find out all Delco has to offer at visitdelcopa.com. Taz is collecting Tour de Delco mentions for donations to Province Animal Center, every person that comes up here, and hands us a piece of paper that says Tour de Delco. I will donate $20 to Province Animal Center, and the puppies out front.
Man.
It looks like they both might get adopted.
Yes.
Well, listen, I know one family that's in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, Lakin's going to hold
it. That's the Lakin family. There's no way Rod Lakin's leaving here without a dog.
Yes,
today.
And you know what's going to happen.
He'll be lucky if he doesn't get out of here with both of those dogs up there.
And you know what's going to happen. The kids want the dog. The kids are not going to walk the dog in the morning. And I'm going to get a text from Lakin complaining in the morning that he's the one that has to walk.
Oh, yeah. That's how it always happens.
Yeah.
Oh, no, dude. I'm here. Raise hand to God. I can tell you that. Oh, they love the dog the first week. I think Elijah may have lasted a month with the dog.
Really?
You know, Jada hangs in there. She will walk the dogs begrudgingly.
Yeah.
Elijah, you almost have to threaten him to make him do anything with the dogs.
But then, like, the thing that happened to me, I never wanted a dog. Right? Mm-hmm. I had a cat. That's all. I never grew up with dogs. And my wife wanted a dog. After 2 days of having Rebel in the house, there was no living thing that I cared about more on the earth than that dog.
Yeah.
Like, I came home from a walk with the dog once. I looked at Val and I go, I took a bullet for Rebel. And she's like, are you worried? This was when we lived in Springfield here. This is a nice little neighborhood. She's like, were you worried that you were going to have to take a bullet for him? Does he have enemies or something? And I was like, look, I'm not saying that he does. I'm just saying that if necessary, I would. So animals are a blessing. And you know what? I think it's honestly, you might not even be as close to your dogs if the kids would have taken care of them as much as they said they would.
Yeah.
But now they're your buddies. You know?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this. You know, Renee and I do more work with the dogs than the kids do by a long shot. I do more cleaning up after the dogs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she does the walking.
Okay.
So I put a fence around the house so they can just go outside and use the bathroom. Why do I need to walk the dogs?
Yeah. They have a toilet on the backyard.
Yeah. You just go out there and use the bathroom. I feel like the walking part of this is really just exercise.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
You use it as kind of exercise, right?
Well, I use it as exercise and to clear my mind a little bit.
Sure.
To me, a dog walk clears the mind. Except when, you know, the new dog, Scotchy, she doesn't bark at anything. Rebel, a deer, he's going to bark. Oh, my God. A deer, he's going to bark. A little kid, he's going to bark. Another dog, he's going to bark. A neighbor, he's going to bark. Like, you know, stress level up and down, Walking Rebel. But the new dog, no stress at all.
Okay.
So we got two games tonight. We have the Phillies and the Phillies who won last night 9-5 in a game that I have to be honest. You know, you think about what would have happened if they had lost.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
What would today sound like?
Oh, my God. Well, we would have just completely ignored them.
Yeah.
Because that's how angry we would have been today.
Yeah, I think today would have been like the almost like the funeral. Almost. Yeah. It would have, because the first loss to the Marlins felt like, oh no, this could be going down the drain. And I think a loss last night. And I was actually, I was worried when they got down because I was like, oh no, they were going to press and press and press. And this is going to be a 7-0 game or it's going to get even uglier. Go ahead.
I thought it was good that the fact that they did go down and they didn't start pressing, because I agree with you, Spike. Like, that's what they would have done a couple of games ago.
Yeah.
Looks like they kind of trusted each other last night. And maybe that was part of the players-only meeting or whoever was in the meeting of, like, getting back to who they are.
Well, they were all in the meeting, right?
Yeah, it was all 26 guys. I said, I don't know if it was, like, a Thompson talking or if it was players-only.
Yeah, so I was going to ask that. Who do you guys think did the talking? Was it a... Because their players-only meeting is different than the team meeting.
Yeah.
When the coach is in there.
So according to Matt Gelb, it looked like Thompson and Schwarber were the ones who gathered everyone into the clubhouse.
Okay,
that's the way I read it.
I think Topper was there.
Topper was there. It was Schwarber and Thompson that called it. It seemed like Castellanos talked some. And, you know, there was a quote from Castellanos.
Casty spoke?
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, there was a quote from Casty at the end of the article from Matt Gelb that said that he had been, sort of the same thing that Ben said, that he had been in good team meetings and bad team meetings. And he said the good team meetings are when everyone says something. Everybody gets off their chest off of what they see and what they feel and just gets it all out there. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like it was that kind of a meeting. And I think that is for no other reason than to say it out loud.
Yeah.
You know, not even to have somebody else hear it, but you know, they say this with therapy sometimes. Sometimes just being able to say something out loud makes it a little more real and allows you to conquer it. And I think on some level, them saying out loud, hey, this sucks. Hey, I feel this way when you do that, or I'm having trouble with this. I think probably it almost took a little bit of the edge off and allowed them to trust each other where they were pressing and mopey. Like, and I can't even think of another way to put it, but they at times had looked mopey over the last several games.
Yeah. In 0-3, we started the season off 0-2. Both games at the Link. Got smashed by Tampa Bay on opening night. They shut us out. And then New England came in and put seemingly an even worse beatdown on us the following week. We're sitting at 0-2 with the bye week. Now, that's back when they gave out bye weeks early in the season.
Yeah.
And for some reason, we had a bye week, I believe, in week 3.
Yeah, the Eagles week 5 this year.
Yeah, I believe that one was week 3. I say that to say, I remember having the team meeting, and much like what's been reported with this one, you know, you had multiple people stand up and speak. Now, you don't want one of these team meetings where everybody feels like they need to say something and now becomes redundant. And, you know, now this guy's just saying something because that guy over there said something.
Sure.
So you may have had like 3-4 at the most main guys sort of step up and speak. A Troy Vincent, a Brian Dawkins, Deuce. I don't know if it was Trey or maybe even Donovan at that time. I say that to say, even after that meeting was over, when we broke off into positional meetings and we went to our special teams meeting, I took it upon myself at that time to stand in front of my guys and my unit and say, guess what, fellas? We're not going to be the reasons why we lose around here.
Mm-hmm.
This unit will get our jobs done the way they're supposed to be done. Regardless of what the score is out there, regardless of what the offense is doing or the defense is doing, we as a unit have a standard in which we play by. And that's how we're going to continue to play. So I felt in the bigger meeting, I could have said anything at that time, would have been well within my right. But I wanted to make sure I waited, let those guys speak. When we went off into the special teams meeting, that's when I stood in front of my unit and spoke and said what we're going to do as a unit. And I tell you, we won that next game in Buffalo. Brian Westbrook, that was the birth of Brian Westbrook, that game in Buffalo. And while we still only got off to, I believe, a 2-3 start, after that 2-3 start, I think we wound up running off 9 straight games before we lost another game. Now, we wound up losing to Carolina in the championship game. But I'm just saying that was early in the season. We felt that was the time that it needed to happen. Instead of, we didn't wait until the middle of the season when the season was over. So the team meetings can be effective. And, listen, I can give you a couple that I had. Didn't do anything, particularly in Atlanta. You know, when I was in Atlanta.
Well, it's got to be in the players too,
yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? Like you can't wake up the dead. You know what I mean? You can wake up somebody who's asleep, but you can't wake them up if they're dead.
Well,
so.
And you guys in 03, like you guys obviously cared about each other, right?
Yes.
And not to talk about the Falcons team, but it doesn't seem like it was as connected.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where this Phillies team, like I think they care about each other.
Yeah.
So that's where I think it feels more powerful.
And that's why it's important to them, the fact that they do care about each other. See, that's the one thing I'll continue to put on that team last year with the Eagles coming down the stretch.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm not sure how much everybody was pulling in the same direction.
Yes.
And cared about each other, really. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It may be some cliques there that got along with each other, but it didn't feel like everybody was pulling in a direction, because that team, too, was good enough that they should have been able to pull out of that slump that they ended the season with.
And honestly, I'm so happy they had the meeting last night.
Yeah.
I'm happy Trey, whatever it is. I keep saying bench, but for lack
it's
of
okay.
They
yeah,
sat
whatever.
Him down.
Yeah.
I'm happy Trey got sat down, not because I don't like Trey, but because the manager needed to do something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy the team had a meeting, and I'm happy they responded. And the reason I'm so happy is, like, I know I have reacted negatively about, maybe over the top negatively about how the teams played or minutiae about the games over the last month, but you only get so many chances at championships. You only get so many chances at special seasons. And we believe, or we hope at least, that this era of Phillies baseball with competent management and ownership, we hope that, you know, that almost every year is going to be a year where they can contend. But, like,
we got to get a title out of this group.
Yeah, that's a dream,
yeah.
Right? The truth is that you can't control it, or everybody would. You can do your best, but you can't.
Right.
And this team right here has a chance. They've been close, and this is the best version of the team that we've seen, and they've already been close. And the idea that they would be so good over the first 2 months and then let it slip away, a team with this many, 8 All-Stars this year, with more than one pitcher that is a contender for Cy Young, with this much skill, all in their prime, and to let it slip away, it would have been a shame. And I would have been, I think we would have been angry, and we would have been frustrated, and we would have looked back on this time and we said, man, we had a shot and they just didn't have it. So I think when you have that opportunity, you have to empty the clip, man. You have to do everything in your power to make sure that the season works. And just saying like, oh, team meetings, they don't really do anything, or oh, I'm going to bench them. You know, give it a, the worst that can happen is you're going to lose. You're already losing.
Yeah, you're already losing.
You know, so
and first of all, that's all pride.
Yes.
That's all that is.
Yep. We don't need that.
Yeah. Oh, that's beneath me. Yeah, okay. Well, now you've been humbled some more.
Right. Are we going to wait until the Braves are in first place to admit that something's going wrong?
Right.
Obviously, Schwarber's, I think we agree, Schwarber's really, really important.
Yes.
Did Bryce have a talk? We don't know if he did talk or didn't talk. But is that a situation where you would like to hear from Bryce?
It all depends on how is he on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
If he's just being himself, then I hate to say it would come off as if it's disingenuous. No, instead of twisting and turning like a pretzel trying to – no, yeah. Jack, I think yesterday to me was a time for Bryce to at least have a voice. Now, if he didn't, okay, whatever. But I would have expected him to have a voice, to have something to say. He didn't have to get up there and start kicking stuff or this and that and the other. But there's something to that guy talking about how important winning games are and what it means to win here is to guys and about getting this thing turned around. Like, him saying that is impactful.
I agree. I think there are some people who are more, and believe it, our industry is full of them. There are some people who are more comfortable talking into a microphone than they are talking to people in person without a microphone.
Yep.
And, I'm talking to one. Jack, I mean, yeah, Jack is a guy that's, but it's not, people think that radio people are social animals because they hear you talking all day. Radio people lock themselves in a room where they control every conversation, and they don't have to look anybody in the eye a lot of times. So
Angelo's like the greatest example of
that. Sure, like, not a social guy at all. Yeah. And so that is to say that Bryce...
Shout out to the GOAT.
Bryce is good in front of a microphone. He is good at talking about the team. But I wonder... I don't know that we know exactly what Bryce is actually like.
I just think he's more,
do you know what I mean?
I just think he's more Chase than like
then we realize
a real outspoken guy.
Yeah.
Like, it's some guys are lead by example guys. Now, obviously his example I think carries a lot of weight.
Yeah.
So, but I think he's just more
But by the way, the lead by example guy is part of why I was frustrated when he was not setting a good example, because if he's not going to be a talker, then he has to be a doer. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't.
You had to worry about that with Chase.
Yeah, no, he was a doer.
Yes,
you know, like doer, and it probably cut his career short 4 or 5 years, or at least cut his prime short with how he played. But you could always count on him being that. So I guess that I would like for Bryce to have talked, but I also think the guys in the locker room know who he is, and if he's not a talker, then he's not a talker, I guess, it's not surprising to me if he wasn't a major voice in the meeting, because not everyone who is publicly a major voice is also privately a major voice too.
Well, now we see why it's so important to have Kyle Schwarber here.
Yes.
And quite frankly, we're talking about extensions. When's his contract up?
After next year.
Yeah, he's going to be looking for one. I think he deserves one.
No, Schwarber can't leave. I already have it planned out. So he's going to be a designated hitter, or a pinch hitter, like the Matt Stairs role in his 40s.
Then he's bench coach.
And then he's the manager.
Yeah.
He's going to be the manager at some point.
I don't want him to leave.
I like that.
I like that. I have never grown to appreciate a player as quickly as I have Kyle Schwarber.
I knew you would. Because you're a sportsman.
I am. He's a ball. You can tell how important
he is. You know what he is, Spike?
What is he?
He's a man.
He is a man. He's a man's man.
Man's man.
Yeah, he's a man's man. Guy's got the hammer.
By the way, he's got a...
Well, we know he got a hammer.
He's packing something. I do have an update. Sorry to spur this on you, Spike, but I think you did just well on the fly here real quick.
Oh, no.
We do have an update on inside of the year status.
Uh-oh.
Because Justin Simmons signed with the Falcons today.
Ah!
Oh.
So, I'm just, we're monitoring Ike's situation here. Mekhi Becton.
That's a good one.
It's a huge win.
Yep.
Huge win.
Yep.
Justin Simmons.
Yep. Oh, that's a tough one.
It's under the review of the cabinet. Do we have a cabinet?
There's a voting committee. There's a committee.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's a tough one. I was holding out for it. Yeah.
By the way, the Falcons are loading up.
Oh, that's my pick for the NFC South.
On defense now. Yeah. I mean, those are two major acquisitions in the last 2 days for the
Judon Falcons. Judon and Justin Simmons.
Judon and Simmons. That's serious.
That might be the best safety tandem in the league.
Yep, him and Bates.
Jesse Bates and Justin Simmons.
And A.J. Terrell on the outside.
How much did Simmons sign for?
$8
million. One year.
Yeah, the Eagles were never giving him $8 million.
Not for one year?
1 year.
I mean, they're paying Devin White $6 million, right?
I'm with you.
Yeah.
How do you not give Justin Simmons $8 million?
For one year?
That was the quickest.
Wait a minute. How much? They gave CJ GJ $8 million.
Yeah.
Didn't they?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
CJ GJ's deal is mostly fake, I believe.
Okay.
But still, it's 1 year.
Still a year? What are we doing?
I mean, it's 2 years. Was it a 2 year or 3 year deal?
I think he got 3 years.
But they can get out of it after 1 year.
3 year, $33 million contract.
Yeah.
Of which 2.5 is guaranteed.
Yeah, no, yeah, $8 million is. You're right, Spike. That would have been a fair price for a 1 year deal.
Yeah, well, you were saying yesterday that it must have been money, but that isn't a deal that money. It could have been playing time. Elliot was mentioning. I wonder if he wanted a guaranteed starting spot.
You're damn right. Give it to him. Well, why wouldn't he?
Yeah, but I wonder if they wouldn't give it to him.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying. Yeah. That's just another way of going around. You don't want to pay him to be the starter.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's all is. Because if you want the guy, he's coming in to be the starter. And he would. The moment the guy signs, he's arguably the most accomplished player in the secondary.
Yeah.
Well, there was some rumors that him and Fangio didn't get along. Like, he didn't want to play for Fangio.
Secondary? Wait a minute. Maybe the most accomplished player on the defense.
On the defense, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Because I started going through every position.
You're right. And Slay is already the most accomplished on the defense, and he's more accomplished than Slay.
Than Slay,
I believe, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he has more All-Pros than Slay, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, they're right around
the same. Well, he has the most interceptions in the league since he's been in the league.
Four time, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well. I'll tell you this. I don't feel like yelling at the Eagles about anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like this move. We're putting a lot of faith in a secondary at that back end that has not played together. And as much as I like CJ, GJ, the health factor is real.
It's absolutely real.
Like, he's already banged up.
Yeah, he's already hurt.
Yeah.
He's tweeting a lot. He doesn't hurt his thumbs, I don't think.
Or his music career.
Yeah, his music career. We haven't reviewed the record yet. Which is called Great, I think, or something.
I need one of y'all to check it out for me.
I did.
Yeah, I'll get right on it.
I did.
Oh, yeah. There's Spike the Music Guy.
Yeah, it's not my thing. All right.
Before everybody gets upset, Spike's not against rap.
He listens to
plenty of rap music.
Yeah, it's just, you know, there's levels to everything.
There's levels, yes.
It's not my level, I guess. Nothing personal. I'm saying it's not bad. I'm saying it's not my thing. And I like plenty of rap.
Most of the artists today.
Yes. It's an old guy thing more than a rap guy thing.
Yes. So.
All right, coming up next, everyone's favorite segment on the WIP Afternoon Show is the Top 5 of 5. Apparently, it is going to be making fun of me, so we'll see what that is.
Yeah.
All right. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Tavola at the Springfield Country Club.
I get my glasses
I know that. Do you hear me slowing down?
He wanted to announce that I had to get my glasses. Oh.
Well, because earlier, Spike, you missed this. He was trying to order, and he had to take his sunglasses off to get closer.
Oh,
and
no.
He was an inch away from the menu, man.
Oh, no.
It was a sight to behold.
Oh, you were doing that. Happens to the best of us, man. I'm the cell phone light guy.
That's why you should be back in the studio.
Yes.
I know.
That's exactly why you should be back.
I'm telling you, it empowers them. We've been three straight days out. What do you think it's going to be like tomorrow at Chickie's? We're at Chipotle. And especially, he's going to go to the ballpark tonight. He's going to take all their cell phone pictures. Are you kidding me? All right. We're at Tavola today at the Springfield Country Club until 6 o'clock for Tour de Delco, brought to you by Visit Delco PA. People say Delco's a lot, and they're right. Find out all Delco has to offer at visitdelcopa.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.